Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, thank you, everybody, for your testimony. Ms. Giuliani, it's good to hear from you and Mr. Steyer about the California law and its needed for improvements. I can guarantee you one of the first calls I made when taking over this spot was to Attorney General Becerra, a former colleague, to ask him about the California law. And he said basically what you articulated, Ms. Giuliani, that that it needs improvement and that he sought to seek that. So I wondered, Ms. Giuliani, you were very clear on the discriminatory practices in housing and employment, race, gender issues that are being deployed, to your point of not people not even knowing how the information is used and collected. Who do you think is the repository for all of these violations that are existing today? Do you think we get that from you, the AGs, the, like, who do you think has the running list of duplicitous actions that are being used against people with their data?
I don't think anybody has a running list, which is why I think it's so important that we have robust enforcement on multiple levels, right? So we need the FTC to be resourced and have the technical expertise. They should also be able to level civil penalties. But at the same time, I think we want to take advantage of state attorney generals and regulatory agencies who have a long history of protecting consumers. And finally, I think consumers have to have the rights to go to court themselves. I mean, there may be many cases where either state or federal authorities don't have the resources, and so for good reason can't follow up on a privacy violation. I think without a multi-pronged approach from an enforcement standpoint, what you'll effectively have are gaps and gaps that can be exploited.
Well, I think to the issues that you mentioned, these are things that we've batted down in other areas of the law. So to see them pop up online would be really just an undermining of current federal law. So that's why it's so important that we fight against it and to make sure that the online world meets the same standard as broadcasters have to meet in the broadcast world or healthcare officials have to meet in other forms of healthcare, that we don't allow those things to pop up. I think the one thing that we learned from the Facebook hearing or Facebook writ large is just that anytime you see a survey online, chances are that information is just a data collection source so that you know, some information can be used against you. Or when you have that familiar, do you want to call back from somebody on service, is really a, can I sell your name to someone else who's going to then, you know, try to solicit something from you? So I think it's very important that we get a handle on these current privacy violations so that the public has a better understanding. To this point about the erasing of data, one thing that we've learned from our privacy law that we passed through this committee on clearing your good name, which was a tool by which we gave those who were victims of identity theft the ability to get a claim through the FTC and permit it, you know, basically present that to law enforcement that they were the victim, not the perpetrator of the crime. How do you see enforcement working on something like that? Because to me, it's a very big challenge to have, the standard why which we're operating now. It's basically people call attorney generals, and attorney generals basically prosecute these people and get them shut down. Really, that's what happens. Consumers call in and complain. And so in this case, there's a lot of data and information being used, but and they don't even know how it's being used. And they don't even know that that's that they're, as you said, on housing or loans being discriminated against.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you really touch on an important point, and one is that it's hard to figure out when a privacy violation has occurred or discriminatory conduct has occurred. I mean, just think about discriminatory advertising. I don't know the ads I'm not seeing. And so how do I know that I've been denied the opportunity for, let's say, an employment opportunity because I'm a woman or a person of color? And so I think that it's really important that, one, the standards be clear so that companies know the rules of the road. And two, that the enforcement entities need to be looking at those companies, following up on those complaints when they get phone calls, having the resources to do that. But I think another thing that we also should look at is, especially with algorithms and machine learning, more transparency. You know, companies allowing outside researchers to look at their algorithms and say, hey, this is having a disparate impact or this is having a discriminatory effect. And so we should really be encouraging those types of behaviors and encouraging companies to do risk assessments to measure potential discrimination.
But just to be clear, you think that these companies should face the same penalties as other companies who have violated the law that's already in existence?
Exactly. Self-regulation is not working, and there should be a robust enforcement.
Thank you.
Thank you.